Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Saturday of the 43rd week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we conclude our study of Heidelberg Catechism, question and answer 112. Question 112. What does the ninth commandment require? That I bear false witness against no one, twist no one's words, be no backbiter or slanderer, join in condemning no one unheard or rashly, but that on pain of God's heavy wrath, I avoid all lying and deceit as the very works of the devil, and that in matters of judgment and justice, and in all other affairs, I love, speak honestly, and confess the truth. Also, in so far as I can, defend and promote my neighbor's good name. Most people, whether Christian or not, have heard the summation of the moral law given by Jesus, that we are to love the Lord our God with all our heart, mind and soul, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. Yet what few people realize is that how we are to love our neighbors is expressly found in the second table of the law, as we confess in Heidelberg Catechism, question and answer 93. And how we love our neighbors according to the ninth commandment is to speak truthfully about them and speak the truth of God to them, to refrain from false testimony, slander, and deceit, and, as we confess in our meditation today, to defend and promote their good name. Paul tells us in Romans 15, verses 2 and 3, "Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, to build him up. For Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me." In loving our neighbor according to the scriptures, then we are to build them up, not only one-on-one as we speak directly to them, but also as we speak of them to those around us. We are to speak of them in a positive light. And if anyone offers reproach against them, we are to bear it upon ourselves in as much as we are able. For in these things we follow the exhortation of the Apostle Paul, found in Colossians 3, verses 12 and 13, where he tells us, "Put on, then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must also forgive." And while we live in a tit-for-tat world that is quick to demand repayment for wrong, part of promoting and defending our neighbor's good name is found not in these things, but in forgiveness and blessing. 1 Peter 3, verse 9, "Do not repay evil for evil, or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, bless. For to this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing." For the ninth commandment encompasses far more than just the act of lying or being deceitful. It encompasses how we speak to and about one another. It encompasses how we represent the views of those around us. It encompasses how we use our words to effectively promote truth and justice and mercy and forgiveness and blessing. As we are told in Colossians 4, verses 5 and 6, "Walk in wisdom toward outsiders, making the best use of the time. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person." In this is the love of God we are to show to our neighbors, in seasoning our speech rightly and graciously, in defending and promoting our neighbor's good name. We love our neighbors as ourselves. And in this, those who have been forgiven and redeemed through the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, in their speech and in their love, bring honor and glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.